The ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is going great.
Hell of a start. Hell of a start. Well, it's Friday, it's 6:02. Pinder is here, I'm here, DeForest is here. We don't know where Sue DL is. Where's Sue?
Sue!
Hit it again. Hit it right now, Jay. Just hit it cold.
Nothing.
Oh. What?
Sue.
It'd be Sue sleeping in 3 hours today.
Yeah, only three. Calgary Flames victorious last night over the Phoenix Coyotes. They'll always be the Phoenix Coyotes to me, man.
The people in Reno are just appalled that you're calling them the...
I know. Yeah. Not a great start. They weathered it to a certain point, tied it up. And then Mike Smith played pretty well. Flames, I think, fair to say, kind of controlled a good chunk of that hockey game. It got a little physical here and there, but I like the Flames games after the Flames game after about the first 10, 12 minutes or so.
Sure, yeah. Hey, look, that thing got feisty. They fell behind again, which apparently not an issue because once Chad Johnson lets one in, that's when he starts working with the bricks and mortar.
Yeah, that wasn't
as busy as night.
Someone's got to clear that puck out, right? I mean,
that's weird. It's kind of
Frolik's standing right over it. Monahan's like, it's puck. There's puck right there. And then Domi swoops in and just bangs it in. It's like, one of you guys could clear that.
Why doesn't it rain more?
No slap shots around my RV.
Where's the new rink going to be?
Why is no one taking the puck?
No one's at this game either.
What's happening right now? If I don't swat at that puck, somebody might score. Oh.
Anyway, aside from that.
That's fine. You want to allow one a game and that's it? Just keep on playing, Chad Johnson, till the rest of time. And you can take all of their cap space.
I don't know. Here's what Gullitson said yesterday before the game regarding Elliott and Johnson. Of course, Johnson is rolling. You're going to go at the hot goalie. Here's what Gullitson had to say about the workload or sharing the workload moving forward.
You know, Johnny's been going well. We didn't contemplate that for this game. Just with the way the schedule's set up and the rest days, we just kept it going. And then we're going to go day by day. So we're not laying it out. We're going to go day by day. But we definitely, Els is going to come back in here at some point for sure.
Stop calling him Johnny. And okay.
Yeah, for sure, stop calling him Johnny.
Just that for sure, and then once we're done on that, feel free, yes. Okay, you can start Elliott again.
So, yeah. But
Els is going to come back in here at some point, for sure.
Okay, so he will play again at some point in his life.
Yes.
Now, is that a guarantee he can make? What if he demands a trade?
What if he's caught with Sue DL, wherever she is right now?
That's right. Just a huge controversy.
People are missing!
I can't believe it.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
What time did that flight get in? But yeah, you got to go with him. Put Johnson back in. He took a high shot there, in the third period? Kind of stung him. Did not look good.
Collarbone-y?
Yeah. Don't be hurting our goalie now.
Not that guy. Take anyone else out of this damn lineup. Not that guy.
This guy is the most important player in Flames franchise history.
That's right.
No one has played a bigger role for the Calgary Flames ever.
Tell him Chad sent you.
Then Chad Johnson. Goudreau, real good again. He's got that.
He looks like World Cup Johnny.
Well, yeah,
he?
And you know what? We talked about it when he came in to the start of the season, and he didn't have that little, you know, shimmy, that little extra. Just Johnny, yeah. I mean, he just didn't have it. And now when you watch, it's like, well, yeah, he was way off at the start of the year.
You're like, were we remembering him better than he was? Like, yeah. No. We definitely Missed Johnny for a month there.
6 points in three games. Oof. And again, these are not sustainable runs. Monahan's got a 6-game point streak. Goudreau is absolutely on fire. Johnson has allowed 7 goals in his last 5 games. He's 10-2 in his last 12. It can't go forever, but they have, I think it's fair to say, they've hauled themselves out of the hole that they dug. They now have a share of the lead in the division.
Which is crazy.
It's completely crazy. And yeah, there's man games, but still.
Games played, yes.
The fact, well, yeah, whatever I said.
Man games be injured, but yeah. Yes, we understand.
Right, thank you. And yeah, the Sharks are going to catch up, and the Oilers, it's all going to come out in the wash, but that you're there, period, is a minor miracle considering where they were a month ago.
Well, how about this? For a guy that has really struggled mightily for, what, 3 to 5 weeks there? 17 points in 20 games. Like, he's still going to finish with more than a point per game this year. Right?
You would think.
Like, the way he's going, it seems like he gets a point no matter what happens, and on good nights, he'll pile up 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be stunned if this guy doesn't get 80 points, and it sounded like he had an awful month. And, whew, that's a player.
Yeah. They're a fun team to watch right now. Again, you have that, it's maybe starting to sink in now, but when you have that solid goaltending, yeah, and you're not cringing every time the other team comes across the blue line because any shot at any time could go in the net, it changes the way they play. Dougie Hamilton gets the game winner. He had 6 shots on net last night.
He's been really good started to play him.
And his numbers, his minutes were actually under 20 last night, but still, it felt like he was out there a lot. You know, sometimes you watch a guy say, geez, I thought he would have had more ice time than that.
Well, team high 8 shot attempts will do that.
Yeah.
You notice him a ton.
He was real good again. Real good again out there. And some scraps. Garnet Hathaway dinged up old Max Domi there.
The Bear!
I'm a big Max Domi fan, though.
Well, anyone who one punches Ryan Kessler's, yeah, certainly so not going to have to buy a beer in my town.
Yeah, felt bad for him a little bit, but well done for the Flames as Boma gets back in, crushes Oliver Ekman-Larsson from behind.
Welcome back. I'm really keen. That's not a legal hit.
Clank. Oh, I'm sorry. And then Michael Ferland, who continues to, I guess, have recognition of his size and strength because he's... And we've said it many times, you don't need to run guys through the glass to be physical. Just skate through guys. Just finish your checks. And because you're so big, just finishing checks, period. Because remember the last time they played, was it him that hit Oliver Ekman-Larsson and he had to leave along the side wall?
Who it might have been.
I think it was him against...
We're going way back into the archives.
OEL the last time they played mid-November there. And yeah, just do that. And Tkachuk last night...
Love this kid.
I'm really surprised at how he's fitting in, the plays he's making, the little passes to space where guys are going to be like passing, making, getting guys open, that sort of thing. And you know, this going through the legs thing, I'm sure at some point somebody's going to talk to him and say, stop doing it.
Except that he gets heat on these things when he's doing it.
But it's, yeah, it's creative, and I don't think you want to stifle creativity. I like watching him. He's really added a lot to that line, I think.
He's only going to get better is the scary part, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're probably watching the greenest and, you know, most mediocre hockey he's going to play. He's only going to get stronger, better at his craft. He'll take fewer penalties in theory as he figures out, you know, where the lines are and how to live in the gray. Gotta love it.
Living the gray. That's like my life.
Are you living in the gray?
I'm always in the gray.
Just like a...
Just kind of...
Just for men commercial we're talking here?
Yeah, just... No. Well, yeah, I mean, there is that. I just mean in general.
Just 5 minutes, shampoo twice a week.
Yeah. I was thinking of doing that just because it would be so stark, the contrast, going from my almost more salt than pepper now.
Not that salty, but salt and peppery.
And just come in one day with like...
Let's go jet black, too.
Whoa.
Tuxedo black?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you pour some ink on your head, hey, weirdo?
Shoe polish? What what are you doing there? Who wasn't it Carlos Beltran that one time?
They drew it on
They
him.
Drew it.
Like shaved head, and they just drew hair on him.
Yeah, that's what I would look like. Flames win 2-1. They come home. We'll take on the Jets tomorrow night at the Dome. That will be a fun one, a Saturday night game against a Canadian opponent. Always a good one.
I remember hosting that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Raking in the dough.
Oh, I get to go say hi to the wide dog, the pigeon. I'll ask him how things are going. Can't wait.
Where's Pinder, that pigeon? So, yeah, that's next up. Things are good. We'll have Warner coming in at some point. Steven Brunt, the Yankees sign arguably the best closer in the game. The Red Sox trade for arguably the best starter in the American League.
Well, that's going to move at least, yeah.
And the Jays get Steve Pierce.
Steve who?
Piercy. See, I didn't know, you don't even know his name. It's Pierce Parsons. Steve Parsons. Alan Parsons.
Petrovic?
Alex Petrovic.
Ronald Petrovicki?
Parson. Who was the guy in the...
Paplinski.
Parson Brown.
Anyone in Guns N' Roses we can go to here?
Mitch. Mitch Nebo.
Mitch Nebo.
All right. We'll break. Clearly, we're out of things to talk about. What are we going to do for 3 hours today?
We haven't even talked about the Thursday nighter. It was great. I know a lot of people were watching hockey. We got to get into this.
All right, we'll do it then.
First place in the AFC West. It's pretty much sealed up, believe it or not.
With that Raiders victory? Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Text Boomer, Red, and Ryan right now on the ATB Financial Text Line. 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Chilly. Yep. It's a cold one out there. Minus 22.
I've gone and messed up my head. My can.
You messed up your cans? What'd you do?
I'm listening to Lack and Pour.
Well, it'll be on your dial there. We'll have to dial you up. How's that?
We're playing music still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
It's good.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Because I'm also talking over top of the music.
But I usually have it down so low.
I know that you can't hear, and then you don't know when your mic's on.
I can hear you, but not through my headset.
Right. That is the point of the headset, though.
No.
Is to know when.
I don't think so.
So it's cold out, you say?
It's so cold, like you have your hot coffee in your hand, so part of your hand is like burning, but the outside of your fingers are icicles.
And you'd think that would kind of balance out, but it really doesn't.
It doesn't at all. And then you decide, do I run or not? Because if I run, the wind chill is like way up because I'm fast.
Biting cold, yeah.
Biting.
So fast.
Stay inside. I forgot my long johns today.
And you might blow a hammy, as we found out when you start to run.
Yeah.
Especially if it's cold.
Bad runner, not warmed up. Oh, I had the seat heater on, so.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Trish is all right.
How in the world do animals that don't live in heated homes survive this crap? Like, what are the deer doing?
Actually, Pinder, that's a good question.
Because I was pondering this, Pinder.
A new segment.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with animals, they put on fat. It keeps them warm. Are us fat people warmer in the cold? I don't find that to be true. I'm plenty plump.
Well, I know the rabbits put on like a thicker coat.
Yeah.
They'll like fluff up for the winter.
They grow more fur.
The hairs, yeah. Are you a little hairier for the winter? Or?
Actually, I had a little manscaped the other day.
Yeah. Took her down.
Well, you go to Mexico, but now you want the bush back.
Push. Seriously.
Jeez.
Does being chubby help a good Canadian kid stay warm in the winter?
I don't know, because I feel like maybe, like... Cause
less about the chub, more about the fur?
I wonder if it's the nerve endings, right? Whereas on maybe with a deer, the extra padding, or a bear, the extra padding, right? Whereas for humans, you could be really fat, but I still think if you get pinched on the outside of your...
Your
epidermis.
Epidermis layer is different than the...
It's got very deep, very quick.
On your epidural, I think you feel it as much as you would if you were skinny.
EpiPen?
Yeah.
So don't. So that.
I feel like.
That guffaw you are.
I've got an extra layer. I'll be fine.
Just
now, if it doesn't make you warmer, does it make you more jolly?
It's a good season to have a boiler.
See, here's the thing for me. I'm more jolly for a shorter amount of time. Because I'm jolly. When I'm the chubbier I get, I'm very jolly.
Yeah. You are.
Have a festive.
I'm drinking. I don't care how chub I am. I jolly up. But my momentum crash.
Towards what? What momentum?
To keep it going.
Oh, he's going to sleep more.
My energy levels just boom. It's whammo. It's over.
Yeah.
Saint
so
Nick
that takes away
down.
That takes away from the jolly nature after
yes,
a while.
Exactly.
More jolly, but less time to be jolly in.
Yeah.
I don't have the stamina to continue being jolly.
But then if you nap, you'd wake up and be even fresher, potentially.
Potentially.
And that could add to the levels of jolly. The jolly levels.
It's a real yo-yo.
Yeah.
A real roller coaster ride.
Do you think fat people are more happy than other? Because you think about guys like John Candy and Chris Farley. I mean, those were happy fat guys.
Yeah, they were also addicted to things. So.
I was going to say, they're just a lot of drugs, too.
I'm not sure it was the chubbiness that was the leading cause of joy.
You think
in their
so?
Life.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be.
So.
Got to try that sometime.
Yeah, maybe. Who?
Yeah.
Whatever, right? Do it.
Yeah.
So, what is this the plan? Because I know the new year, you're always about shedding.
To get fat?
Then, well, you got to rhyme, though, right?
Hmm? Rhyme?
We got to rhyme it with the year. Get.
Yeah.
Can I say?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get effed in 15.
Yeah. Rolling doobies!
And what was 16?
Six.
Six and 16? Now it's.
Very creative.
Yes, heaven.
Get
effed.
Actually, it was get effed in 14, get fit in 15,
and sexy in 16.
Yeah.
Seven. Oh, we got to come up. It's coming quick, boys.
It really is.
There's a new rat right around the corner.
It's very close.
You've got a month of vacation to figure it out.
So are you going to get
jolly
and chubby for the holidays? Will you let yourself go for a little bit and then get back at it in January? Because you go to the gym every day, mostly, right?
Mm-hmm. Unless he eats a lot. He's always like, I can't eat that breakfast sandwich.
There's
or
no
I won't
denying
go to the gym.
That there's going to be poundage. Are we doing the contest?
I don't know that I should be in that contest.
Well, that's not very jolly at all.
Because it might be a 911 situation.
Oh, jeez.
Which wouldn't be jolly either.
No, that's.
He's very competitive, Rhett. He's not going to lose this
thing.
Yeah,
if I'm doing it, I'm doing it right.
I mean, there's.
Full commitment.
Straw into gravy.
You're probably right. You don't need an excuse to say.
Like, I've literally been avoiding my doctor because I've supposed to have been booking a physical for a good 8 to 10 months.
You're gonna be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
He said to me the other day, you know, you can just pick up the phone or just stop by the front desk.
The doctor is in touch with you?
And they can.
You've got a great doctor.
And they can set up. Like they can book it for you.
Yeah, the man who doesn't like to deal with anything.
I'm not dealing it. I'm not dealing with it. I'm
weird.
Avoiding it. Yeah,
weird.
Weird, right?
Maybe this doctor isn't super friendly. They're just in huge, huge concern about
great
the dire
doctor.
Straits that Boomer is in.
Yeah.
Maybe he has to save a life here.
There's actual flags going
if he
up.
He gets into holiday season with all the parties.
I need
and
to
the
put the fear
in the gravy.
In
we might lose
before
him.
The holiday
He's
season.
Like, well, you're due for a checkup here, son. Uh-huh. All right.
Yep, I'll be right in.
Here's this, and on your way out, make sure you book book a physical.
No.
All right, I will do that.
Nope.
Totally forgot.
Houdini, right by the receptionist.
Poof.
Forgot, Poof. Huh?
Hola, Mr. Boom. No.
Where'd he go? Where'd
Senior
he go?
Boom.
Where'd you go? Where'd he go? It's 6:25.
Sure is, Dean.
I just do not have it today.
What?
What's wrong with you?
I'm you know what it is? I'm in Christmas mode.
Well, this is great. We got a big feast coming in.
It's not that I'm not full. I'm happy. I'm thinking about.
You're pleasant. You're in relax mode.
I'm in mail it in.
Well,
Christmas
aren't you
mode.
Something?
So food's not even going to turn this
old
thing around?
Old man on the mountain with his old walking sticks just trudging through the thick, deep snow. Just keep
I will
going.
Be. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I've definite walking sticks right now.
Well, this guy's got 5 days left after today, old retro.
Feliz Navidad. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Feliz Navidad.
Shut it.
Feliz Navidad.
Like, what are we going to talk to Stephen Brunt about?
Well, I think what you mentioned before.
Dexter Fowler.
Or you could go off
going
the
to
board.
St. Louis.
God, who cares?
Ask him about
Dexter Fowler
bulking up for the holidays.
Let's talk to him about his greatest Christmas.
December 9th, let's talk about Dexter Fowler.
Ask the fans. Rather, what do you want to hear?
I'd rather take a head.
Fan feedback line.
What do you want us to talk about with Stephen Brunt today?
Ice fishing? He hasn't been ice fishing.
Well, now what did the Jays do? Did they trade for Jay Bruce?
Do you think that there's a chance that Jose Bautista might come back?
What about Ben Revere, who's awful?
Edwin's still out there. What do you think? Ugh. Right?
Yes, I'm with you. It's very...
Yeah.
It's very July 18th.
I can't be... I'm okay talking about hockey. There was a game last night, and I love talking to Brunt, but I don't want to waste it just talking about stupid Ben Revere.
Conor McGregor got his boxing license.
What?
Is there a chance
the greatest fight of all time could go down?
Would that not be unreal?
Oh.
Hmm.
Where wouldn't that sell out? You could have the 100,000?
Oh, I think it's yeah, you could put it anywhere, but the pay-per-views would be the biggest of all time.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You could put that fight.
That might be a $500 million fight. That's crazy.
And I hope that Conor McGregor
I don't know. Is,
around.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's like if he's going to box, he's going to lose. And if Floyd's going to come
Floyd would
do MMA, he's going to lose.
Not out of that punk.
Like they're, you can't do something your whole life and have someone show up for 2 weeks and
I'm
be better
paying
than
you. To see that. I don't care. I don't need him.
And maybe that's what Conor's thinking. I'll get smacked around for $200 million.
Are
sure.
you kidding me? I don't care if he knocks me out in the first. And he doesn't even like to knock people out, so he can just dance around.
Yeah. Win a 12-round decision.
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
He's very excited.
I would be excited.
And Brunt.
You know how many people out there right now are thinking, ooh, that would be a good fight.
They've already turned it off.
You're crazy.
Brunt would know.
You're not every man.
Brunt would definitely know.
Yeah. We're just, you threw it out there. What would you talk with Brunt about? Yeah. Fighting would be an area. Fighting, fishing, baseball.
Yeah.
And now you're critiquing. Mr. Oh, I don't have it. Now you're critiquing us for actually.
I guess that's what I'm doing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you just turn the music on, Jay?
Sportsnet 960 the fan.
The ATB Financial Text Line is ready for you. Text your comments to 960-960. ATB Financial. Tell us how your squad celebrates hockey, and you could win $1,000. Details at ATB.com. Boomer and Warner in the morning. Sportsnet 960 the fan.
You mentioned it there in the update, Pinner. Tonight, the Calgary Hitmen taking on the Red Deer Rebels. On my sheet that Jason gave me, he says it's a road game, but it's actually a home game, so DeForest, clean it up.
I don't know that Jay has the power to just alter the WHL schedule, just, you know, willy-nilly, whatever
it feels
like.
Is that what
you're
going to do, Jay? You're just going to...
You think you can do that, Jay?
Yeah.
Do you want to take it back?
No, I don't care.
Hitmen home to the Red Deer Rebels tonight. It is Carols for Christmas night. Over 2,200 Calgary and surrounding area students will be at the game singing Christmas carols before and during before the game, during intermissions, and all that. Santa, apparently also going to make the trip.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a big, big Rebels fan.
Oh, are you serious?
Makes it awkward.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. He and Sutter are tight.
You couldn't have just got an elf or something?
I'm obviously very excited.
Very excited.
Because Sutters are jolly.
They're very jolly, yeah.
Indeed.
When you think of Daryl, you think, oh, teddy bear. Right?
Well, elf.
Why are you laughing?
Jolly little elf.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who cares?
I bet she's pretty jolly right now.
Mm-hmm. You heard my prediction.
Well, that's why you don't start Jeff Zatkoff, friends.
Yeah. You have to at some point, though.
Yeah, yeah. And they're eventually at some point going to get Quick back. It just yeah. There's still not really a solid timeline there. That's bad news.
Hitman single game tickets available at Ticketmaster, the box office, the ticket store. Get them online. Whatever you do to get your tickets, get them tonight.
Tickets?
It's a good one. Red Deer Calgary, good little rivalry there. Is this so? That's our was that our 40 break? We're now good till the top. Is that what we are?
No,
I went what?
No,
no.
It's the 40 break left.
So I still have to do the 40 break?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. We don't have to talk about these things on the air, huh?
That's what that button's for.
Someone's getting lippy, hey?
No,
holy smokes. Yeah.
You guys can go ahead and, you know, converse.
Are you ready for the weekend, Jay?
There's, you know what? There's food being placed in front of him, and he's still getting snippy.
Well, I think that's why he's focused. Don't ask me questions.
Goodness. Was it the Hitman?
It's looking very good over
at
there,
home thing. Is that what it was?
Yeah, you kind of
threw you under the bus.
Threw me under there.
Well, don't make mistakes.
Ooh,
we're all about exact.
Be perfect, like us in here.
Jay, it's a mistake-free zone. Mistake-free zone here.
Yeah.
Hey, how good was your day yesterday?
Oh, so good. Didn't need a nap.
Jacked up.
Oh, great.
Imagine if you could sleep in though.
Yeah, I'm talking to the boss about that. Maybe just coming in and working for 2 hours a day.
Or let's just do this show later in the day.
Yes, that's a great idea. Can we get the whole city to wake up later?
Let's just do this at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, what is there to get up for, really, other than us? So if we just push it back.
Yeah. Who's actually working these days? Come on.
In this cold?
Yeah, maybe only the retail of the mall, you're busy.
We talked about who's working. Saw the first responders out this morning.
Mm. You know what else I'm noticing? Like how many bloody water mains have exploded or burst around the city? It's like every second block I go to, there's dudes
that's what I was
slugging
saying.
It out there.
The city water people, they're keeping you fed and watered and clean and all that. And that's I'm here to tell you, no fun.
Oh.
No fun. Let's go outside. It's minus 30 and play with water.
Oh.
Perfect time to be out there. Messing around with water when it's these temperatures. To everybody who is out there working, keeping our city moving, I even saw this morning just guys, it was about 4 o'clock, two or three big trucks. You could see they were delivering food to restaurants. That was their deal. There you go. Men and women in our city, keeping our city moving. We sit here like a bunch of dummies getting food brought in for us.
Oh, man.
DeForest getting all mad about it.
Up in arms.
How about, do you want to do that, Jay? Do you want to go work for the city? Go and fix some water mains?
I could
have way too much respect for those men and women to subject them to me joining their ranks.
So don't be all grumpy pants.
What do I do over here?
Down.
What's this, a wrench? Oh, okay.
Well, listen, you're selling yourself short. Didn't you build a closet?
Yeah, that's true.
But it came with instructions.
Still.
It's from that big box store.
Self-deprecation. No, it's not. I built that, Rhett.
Did you have like was there a saw? Like a
it's got one of those weird wrenches that you got to use.
Yeah, yeah.
Circular saw, yeah. Me and the wife built it.
The IKEA Allen key?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something like, it's like, oh, look, here's the butong that we need. We're gonna install the butong in our entryway. Could you change a tire if you needed to, DeForest?
Yes. It would take a while. Wouldn't be.
You don't have long. It's too cold.
Oh, in this weather,
yeah.
That's where you need those big mitts.
Yeah, I could.
You do need those. Look, show him your mitts.
I've seen the bit.
Like, what are you doing with those things?
Whatever I want in this weather.
They're not that big. I've seen bigger.
Seal skin.
Try that on.
Right?
Cool. Gonna loosen up the outside part there. Oh, yeah.
Brett's got the pheasant sweater on.
Ooh. Good clappers.
Yeah. I know, hey.
You know what those are? At the rink. The old
box of kangaroos. Yeah.
Watching some senior hockey in the old rink.
You know who would be all over those? Our ATB home ice beauty. Wally Gerba would be wearing things like that, driving the Zamboni.
Wally Gerba. Those are Wally Gerba specials. What was the frontier? Did they
Flyers.
Have
go Flyers, go! Go Flyers, go!
You cheering against the Oilers again?
Back in Frontier, senior hockey.
Frontier Flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the best. Small town days, Friday night. Had a home game. Hey, this is great.
Rink Burger.
They never won.
Go have, yeah, Rink Burger.
Fries and gravy.
I was going to say arena gravy. Oh.
Intermission's out. Somebody's got some whiskey in the trunk.
Kids are playing mini sticks in the corner.
Over to the bar afterwards. Get hammered up.
Again, weird, because yesterday I felt like going to a small town, you know, the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is also the bar.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like, sitting in one of those kinds of places and just chug a lug.
So in Frontier, you're clearly go to Saskatoon as a young man, but when you came back to town, how many places literally could you go, like, buy food or, like, have a beer?
In Frontier?
Yeah. Like 1, 2, 5, 15? I have no idea.
There was a grocery store.
That doesn't count.
Hegestead's. And there was a bar. Served some kind of foods. And then there was the inn.
And that's what we're talking about. The hotel that does a bit everything.
Now, that's not true. The inn closed and it's on and off. It's not always there. People would try to make a go. Mm. Not a good business model. But in Frontier, we were very fortunate to have the rec center.
The rec center.
Which was a bowling alley, mini putt.
Wow. What?
Yes, two curling rinks.
These are all sports that mix well with booze. Have you noticed?
A couple of billiard tables.
Oh, wow.
Milkshake machine.
What?
Swamp water.
Come on. Some good old swamp water.
They make pizzas.
Yeah? Well, we didn't have that.
See, there's the haunt.
That was because there was the rich family in town. The Frigstads.
Yeah.
Had donated a bunch of money to the town.
We got a new curling rink partway through my upbringing. The old one. The ceilings were probably about 8 or 10 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'd be hitting the roof. No less. Like, truly, you'd be hitting the roof with the end of your curling broom. But then we got a nice new curling rink. But the old arena's still there. Got the big wooden beams. It's the house that Sean Yakimishin built.
Did you play broom ball in there?
We had a big broom ball team, yeah? Summers? Big broom ball. Broom ball. The Roblin Millers.
What do you mean, Summers? It was all nice. Yeah,
I guess it would be, right? Jay?
Yeah, you were just complaining about our Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
I think probably people have now officially turned it off.
Unless they're from Frontier. They're pumped to hear about that rec center again.
Was Sean Van Allen the best ever Frontier Flyer?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Rhett, you got to come drink with me at the Corona Hotel in Vauxhall, Alberta. You know what? There's a show there.
Oh.
There's like a reality TV show. Let's go to the small towns, meet the people.
I'm telling you, you could pick any.
Any.
That's a summer
tour. It doesn't have to be fancy. Don't get specific. Just throw a dart at the map. That's where we're going.
Just need a fancy RV.
Put a couple cameras in there.
Let's go.
Learn about the people. What's this town been about?
Oh, because there's always an idiot.
Yes.
At least one. Then there'll be a really nice person.
Yeah. There'll be some old lady that takes care of everybody, and there'll be some old dude that keeps the rink going, some Wally Gerba. And there'll be some dummy that doesn't have a license because he's been caught for drunk driving 19 times.
That's the village idiot, I believe. Yeah.
Still living at home with his old man. He's 40 years old. Like, yeah, it would be great. Don't tell anyone about our idea.
Okay.
Because we'll sell it.
We'll work on it over.
We'll sell it as an idea. It'll be huge. It'll be like The Apprentice.
I'm going to eat.
Like Survivor. 6:45. I don't know what we're doing for 2.5 hours moving forward. We'll talk about the Flames game last night. 2-1. Flames do win it over the Arizona Coyotes. Just another win for Chad Johnson. Just another pair of points for Johnny Gaudreau. Coming home to take on the Jets tomorrow night. We'll have it. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Friday morning, food has come in from the Beltliner. Thanks to the boys over at the Beltliner taking good care of us.
You're not going to hear from Warner for about 15, 20 minutes
here. I was just going to ask you. We've lost Warner because he is in the other room, elbows deep.
He's
see the size of the plate for each of us.
I was going to ask you how long do we need to wait until we get Rhett back to the program? But he's already coming back in.
The show would be over.
It'd be over, yeah. So what? Now they brought in some chow for us. What's on each of those platters?
Well, you've got. It's kind of like a scallop potato hash brown kind of thing would be my explanation.
So some cheese in there,
and then you've got two different types of sausage, some bacon. Scrambled eggs, and a big old waffle.
Really? Why doesn't this happen every day?
I'm not. I it's confused me for, I don't know.
Seriously, if somebody out there wants to deliver breakfast to this house every day, you will get more love and more airtime than you can appreciate. And the sales staff will come in here and ream us out, saying you can't do this.
Well,
but we will continue to do it until they fire us. They may fire us because of it.
We've made a mandate for them, and they don't want to follow through with it.
Right? But that's the hill we're prepared to die on, the breakfast hill.
Oh, we're a morning show.
That's right.
Without a breakfast.
How are we supposed to perform? See that last segment? It was awful because we didn't have any breakfast. Now we got breakfast. This one's great.
We're rolling.
This one is great.
What are you watching there, a guy jump into the ice?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so here we had a few drinks yesterday afternoon.
Shocker.
And decided that next year in the fall, we came up with a new
Who's we, by the way? Before
don't worry about me and my buddies. Bondo and Weems and Cooney and Z. And so
that's quite the murder,
quite a crew.
Quite the murderer.
So we decided that we need to have
Retro! Why are you so hungover? I cooked a goose, der. I was out with Z, der.
I can't decide if this would be a great event or terrible.
Uh-huh.
So we live on the lake there. So when the ice starts to come in, we decided we have to have like a whiskey drinking party.
Oh, boy.
Everyone has to wear a life jacket, and we'll tie a rope to them, and whoever can get the furthest out before they go in wins.
It's going to look like a scene out of Titanic. Just dead people floating in the water.
How good would that be? And you got to draw straws to go first, right? Like, ooh.
It seems unsafe would be my first. I mean,
I don't care about the safety of it.
I would sit there and watch it for sure. I mean, if
would you be would you help pull them back in?
Yeah, I guess so.
There you go.
I'd have to borrow those mitts.
You've got a roll.
Okay. But so it's too late now, do you think?
Yeah, the ice too thick. Okay. You could maybe do it, but
ooh.
I don't want to sit out there and pull guys in this weather.
Yeah.
It's got to be a decent
game. So how did you get to this point of sitting around?
Vodka.
Yeah.
That's how, Dean.
You're drinking vodka and you got onto the topic of drinking whiskey?
Yeah, we need a whiskey drinking party in the fall.
All right.
Need a whiskey drink, need a lager drink.
How do you know if the ice is, maybe you do it once a week? How do you know if the ice is thick enough?
It's for the kids.
Yeah. Safety of the kids.
How do you know if you can send the kids out if you don't get drunk on whiskey and go test it
yourself?
Or maybe
we send the kids out.
Honey,
pull them back in.
It's for the kids. I got to test the ice again.
Pull me a fuzzy, son. Get out there.
Jeez. I guess it's time for the Pinder Report.
Huh? The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
Guys, in the last 35 minutes, you've talked about Epidermis, Deer Fur, Saskatchewan Curling Rinks, Frontier Motels and Bars. Seriously, we might want to hear about yesterday's OT win.
Was there a game last night?
Did they win?
Well, let's look inside the Pinder Report with Ryan Pinder.
Right.
Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Well, look at this. There was a Flames game last night, and you can make it 5 in a row for the Flames.
Back to back.
One more, please.
Back.
Thank you. That's 5. Oh, my goodness. 5 in a row. Season-long winning streak extended in the desert. Toronto, Minnesota, Anaheim, Dallas, and now Arizona all falling to the Flames. And more specifically, all falling to Flames white-hot netminder Chad Johnson.
The Ocho.
Last night, another methodical win. What is I wrote that word. I didn't know what that means. Is that right?
Just, a methodical win? It sounds great.
Yeah. Last night, another methodical win for Johnson and the Flames. He allowed an early goal on a goal-most scramble gone wrong in the first, but settled in.
Now,
He was fine.
Somewhat critiqued on that scramble, but it was not his fault.
D-Man's got to get that out of there.
While Gio pushed, Gio was pushing him. He's spinning him around like a top. Get out of the way.
It sounds like a whiskey drinking game. Spin the goalie.
It's not a bad one.
All right. Let's see if we can get some life jackets. That's for the Flames. They would find an equalizer later in that opening frame.
We'll give it back to Gaudreau, left point. Gaudreau, far side. Giordano, one-timer, scores!
Ooh. That boy, Gio. That slow offensive start we were talking about. He's got four now.
We're going to talk about
three.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay, very good. They'd also find a few scraps in the first period after Lance Boma decided to hit the numbers of franchise player Oliver Ekman-Larsson early. It's not legal. He was immediately covered in Ryan White. Michael Ferland then dispatched of Connor Murphy with relative ease. Yeah. And then in the second, it was the Bear. Garnet Hathaway scrapping with one punch wonder Max Domi. Two good guys. Nobody gets hurt. Popping him with a good right.
Kind of good. Didn't
nice
come back.
Little gash for Max. Man, good guy. Tape the Advil to it. Physical fair.
More physical than you'd have guessed.
Yeah.
Going into that, right? Like,
And if you had to think about guys that could put themselves into the game without scoring, getting on the score sheet, Hathaway, ding. Boma, ding. Ferland, ding.
I like it.
Brett's got to love it.
Maybe. Is it not to go back to, okay, you got to do what you can do, right? So they did.
Yeah.
How terrible were the Flames at the start of the game?
Not so hot.
Awful. Gets a little physical.
A few tillies.
Oh, the emotion comes into it and you start to actually play.
Are you going to call him on that one that he just threw out there, or are we going to let it go?
I'm going to let it go. It's his report.
Okay.
So
what was the, what's an egregious tilly error made?
No.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's not gonna. That didn't cross the threshold.
Like remark. I'm okay with it. I don't want to be that guy.
Figgy's bad. Tilly, I feel like that's
Figgy.
Figgy's
for field goal.
Yeah, and you know what?
The wheels fell off.
Take that back if I can. Late, but yeah.
But Tilly, explain what a Tilly is.
Well, that'd be a tilt, like a fight.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's probably standard nomenclature.
If they listen to the show, they should know that.
Yeah, that's true.
A Tilly.
Now, are we okay with the Bear after last night's performance? Or are you still?
Jackie Bear.
Jackie. Okay. Jackie Bear! Hey, we met in the middle.
Meet in the middle.
All right.
Kumbaya.
Attaboy.
Merry Christmas.
Third period, the Flames. How about the special teams? Killing this team early. They've been great of late. They kill off a pair of minors, and off to overtime we went.
Gaudreau, dragging the puck, drops it off to Hamilton. Hamilton scores!
Oh, teach me how to Dougie. How about that? Johnny Gaudreau with the nicest minute and 9 second shift of 3-on-3 you'll see.
Remember Kate Upton did the Dougie dance?
Yeah.
Now I gotta Google that.
Teach you how to Dougie. That's right, Dougie Hamilton's fourth of the year, your OT winner. He has looked like a different human since being paired with Mark Giordano. If they just listened to Red earlier, they'd probably be top spot in the West.
It's such a tough game, and it's so hard to coach, right? Goaltending, which really you can't coach. They're either good or bad.
So just use your good one then?
So get the good goaltender in there. Special teams, have to be going.
Yeah.
Difficult. Play the guy that has skill and can skate like the wind. Oh,
skate like
brilliant.
A deer. Skate like a deer.
Deer. That's sorry.
Thank you. Skate like a deer.
Get that out.
Well, that's all right. We had to clarify that.
So hard.
So yeah, Flames win. And how about this? As Boone pointed out earlier this morning, the Flames now lead the universe in road victories. Are you kidding me? So
seriously?
2 years ago, best year in franchise history for road record. Last year, hopeless on the road. Is he still bad on the road, or are we okay with Johnny on the road?
He's fine on the road. He looks all right on the road.
Yeah, looks like the same guy. It's not like his younger brother comes in for the road games. That was a good performance from Johnny again last night, and Chad Johnson, what can you say? Five in a row, he's won them all. And where's the huge goals against where the Flames had to outscore the other team? God, a couple of night, you're winning with this guy. It's crazy.
Keep it going.
Huh? Are you watching the Kate Upton Dougie over there?
We're very excited.
You care to retweet that?
Can you play them? Music again.
Go back to the Dougie. Oh. Justin Verlander, you might not have won the Cy Young, but you have won life.
Teach me how to Dougie.
There's a lot of moving parts there. NHL news. The Oilers led 5-3 with less than 15 minutes left in regulation, but that's when the Flyers' Jakub Voracek got things going.
Giroux, base of the left circle. Played it to Gostisbehere at the line. Over to Voracek with the one-timer. He scores! Gustafsson the save. Kudus for rebound. Hit the side of the net. Plays it out in front. Giroux scores. Claude Giroux has tied the game at 5.
Voracek looking for him. Getting Raffle. Raffle. Stutter step move. Raffle coming in. He scores!
Oh, dear. Another late collapse. Hmm. It was less than 90 seconds 2 nights ago in Buffalo. 3 nights ago, I guess now. Tuesday night. And last night, a 2-goal lead with 15 to play. Oilers get a little sweaty palmed, and there are the Flames. They're right with them with points. Are you kidding me?
They can't play D.
No, they still can't play D.
Sorry.
That's a shame. Also doesn't help when Jonas Gustafsson wasn't great. Habs win their 13th
the
home.
Moose?
I don't think that's the Moose.
Not the Moose.
No, that's definitely not the Moose. That would be...
Just move on,
Hedberg.
Ryan. It's okay.
Hedberg.
Yeah, it's good.
Habs win their 13th home game of the season, but the story from the Bell Center, not the league-leading mark of 13-1-1 on home ice.
The
but
Goose?
Carey Price is pommeling
of
Kyle Palmieri. You guys see this?
Yes.
Carey Price. Like, here's some blockers. Some for your organs, some for the back of your head.
Do you think he was going for the kidney there?
And some for good measure. Yeah, you think?
Oh.
Do you have any protection here? How about here?
Pretty sure what you
maybe
got.
Maybe here?
Might be getting a phone call from the league over this one. Hey, it's Gary.
He has to, right? Like,
give us some Gary.
Mystic. I don't know if I can. See, he doesn't do the discipline. That's right. It's not Gary.
Hello?
Oh, Stefan.
Can we have the telephone ring again? Because we'll role play this thing. Hello.
Hello, is this Kerry?
Yes.
It's Commissioner Bettman here calling from the league office. We have a chat to have here. It appears you were using your blocker as a weapon.
I don't know.
Either way.
It really is more visual, right?
He got into character. He closed his eyes and kind of got his head.
A deep inhale.
Yeah.
Whether the IOC can come up with the fun. I'm kind of losing it a bit. We need to practice a little
more. That's all right. You got
it. I think probably a little, maybe a suspension. We'll see.
Suspension? Really? Was it that bad?
We have been very clear to Rene Fazel at the IIHF and to Don Fier at the Players Association that if the expenses aren't being covered.
Canucks looked good last night in Tampa.
Carey Price.
What? The Canucks? Winning? Come on.
Nikita Kucherov. Overskated the puck. Brendan Gaunt brings it in the middle. Skilly shoots. Scores!
Skilly!
Second of the game for Jack Skilly.
Jack!
And the Canucks lead 5-1.
Jackie.
Oh, Rhett loves a good skillet. 5-1. Whew.
Says what?
Doesn't that ruin your ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Me too. I'm done. Yeah, we had the tie on the Thursday nighter. Thanks for that bad snap on the field goal attempt. Ben Bishop lifted for Vasilevsky in the second period. He allows 4 on 20.
Ah, Bishop Nelson. Nice to see you.
Not so hot.
I'm becoming more worried about them. Remember a couple weeks ago you asked?
You mentioned it this morning. Where's your concern level for the Lightning? It's still very early. And recall that they weren't, shooting the lights out last year at this time.
And it's still crazy to look at the Eastern Conference and to everyone 500 and above.
Heartbreak for the Jets last night against the Rangers. Tied at 1 on home ice with less than 90 seconds remaining. But it's old Johnny's buddy from college.
Jensen set up in front. McDonough shot deflected. Put in! Kevin Hayes! It's a power play goal!
Told you.
And with 1:09 to go, the Rangers take a 2-1 lead.
I told you not to take that game.
1:09 left. Stupid.
They're not afraid to blow it, are they?
Well, broken play. Did you see it? It's just kind of off a stick. Oh, look. Right.
Doesn't matter. They do it. It's too consistent.
Perhaps the quietest run in the NFL, boys, as we move to the Thursday nighter. How about 15-3 in the last 18 regular season games for the Kansas City Chiefs? 9-3 heading into last night's contest against the Raiders, whom they've already beaten once this year. The winner was going to be in the driver's seat for the AFC West. A Kansas City win would move them into a tie, but they'd own the tiebreak, essentially a one-game lead. A Raiders victory would put them 2 up on the Chiefs, and this one on a frosty day at Arrowhead was all chefs.
And Smith going deep downfield and open and making the catch for the touchdown. Tyreek Hill.
Hill is angled to the other sideline.
And this time King punts it away from that spot, but right down the middle of the field. And Hill is off to the races, and he is going to go all the way. Tyreek Hill, do not see a flag. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Wow, Tyreek Hill. No one knew who this guy was a month ago, and he's a must-own, must-play, must-give the ball to. I don't know. I should check that out. Not available. I know that. And all of a sudden, think about the AFC playoffs going through Arrowhead. That stadium, that crowd, that weather.
It looks so fun. I said to myself, I've got to get there. We need to go to Kansas City.
I have a buddy in Winnipeg. He has season tickets. He goes down for every game.
Well, tell him to
get
off.
It's like a 7 or 8 hour drive. Doesn't care.
Transfer the tickets.
Unbelievable.
Transfer the tickets. We can go for 1 week.
Well, I think if they get to the playoffs.
Now, how do you get to Kansas City from Calgary? We're not driving.
I was going to say. That's not.
Yeah. I don't know if we're in the charter flight territory.
I don't think there's anything direct to St. Louis from here. That would be rare.
Two of us aren't in the charter flight territory. Unless you want to.
Do you want to pay for it, Pinder?
Oh, yeah. Clearly, I'm the guy that's big checks here. Calgary Hitmen back-to-back wins. Next up, they're hosting Red Deer at the Dome tonight. We've got that one for you at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, playa!
And Boom Boom, as you mentioned, a festive angle for tonight's Hitmen game.
They're
apparently
they're
going to be caroling and
lots
stuff.
Of caroling. And wassailing
somebody,
among the trees.
Somebody
of green.
Knocked on our door the other day. They wanted to carol, but we've got the camera.
You didn't answer the door.
Oh,
what is the matter with you?
See ya, Carol.
Dorks.
It's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
That's enough.
7:04. Brunt next, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.